Welcome to another episode of the She is Sacred podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about a mindful practice of working on changing the stories in your head. The person that you talk to the most is yourself, and the place you spend the most time is inside your own head. So it is imperative that the stories you are telling yourself in your own mind are accurate, truthful, filled with positivity, light, and love. When we don't do this, our minds are no longer considered safe places. Instead, they are cages that we begin to feel trapped in with no escape. For me, the reason this mindful practice is so important is because I have an incredibly loud inner critic. It is a voice that constantly tries to remind me how inadequate of a person I am. I'm failing as a wife and mother. I truly lack any actual talent, or there's nothing unique about me, and I have nothing to offer. This voice also narrates every situation for me, dictating a sense of fear when I face a situation with an unknown outcome, and often causes me to feel very insecure in these kind of situations. I started to pay attention to the voice inside my head when I would be having a conversation, and most often it would be with my husband, and I would read his words and his intentions completely opposite of what he was intending or even clearly communicating. He could be saying something that was honest and clear and completely innocent, but what I was hearing in my head was that he was insinuating this is somehow my fault, I have done something wrong, he doesn't understand me, I can't do anything right, what is wrong with me? And I would repeat these things to myself in most other conversations as well and other situations. And then it was no wonder that once I realized this, why I was struggling so deeply with depression and not loving myself and liking the person I am and not taking care of myself. So needless to say, how you talk to yourself and the stories you create in your head matter greatly. You can begin working on these stories by simply accepting that maybe the stories you have allowed yourself to create and believe about yourself or other people are wrong. You have to be open to admitting that you need to work on being present in a moment, fully listening to the person you are talking with, and doing so without changing their narrative to fit yours. That is incredibly important. So when you are coming into this, it comes when you begin to release yourself from harsh judgment. It's okay if you have found yourself creating false narratives and believing lies about yourself or others, and even twisting truths. It's just important that you begin to recognize that this is the place you have spent a lot of time in. And now that you have recognized it, you are giving yourself the freedom and the space to develop yourself further and expand your mind. So I encourage you to go back to the stories that have caused you the most pain, the ones that trigger you in a negative way and often leave you in a state of despair. This probably sounds a little scary and not much like an encouragement at all, but what I'm encouraging you to do is to go back to these moments and examine them more fully. Ask yourself, is your narrative grossly one-sided in these stories? Can you only recall how you felt rather than the actual facts of the situation, of the conversation. If you were to run this story by the person it involved, would they feel you have described it accurately? The reason it's important to go back and re-examine the hard, painful moments of our lives is because we may be lying to ourselves about what actually happened. We were so caught up in the moment in our feelings that we couldn't fully be present in the moment and understand what was happening and what was being said. We just knew we felt bad, and that's our takeaway. That causes a lot of extended trauma and pain throughout your life. And that's definitely how I have found it for me. And it just begins to taint the view that you have of certain people in your relationships with others. And it also affects how you interact with yourself. And when the stories that you're constantly hearing in your mind are not based off of a full truth, then you do begin to struggle with depression and negative self-talk and negative views of yourself and just a negative outlook on life in general. So, of course, every story does have two sides, but if the only voice in your head that you hear is one that is leading by fear, negativity, and it tears you down, then it is time to address that and change the stories in your head. One of my mantras is that when you change the stories in your head, you will change your life. So go back, re-examine the stories, re-examine how you're talking to yourself, how you are talking about others in your head as well, and just be honest with yourself and give yourself that freedom to be honest. Excuse me. Give yourself that freedom to be honest and allow yourself to view things differently. Accept that you are changing, that you are expanding, that you are open to new truths and new understandings in your life. And when you allow yourself to do that, I truly believe you will see a great change in your life and you will begin to have a healthy relationship with the voice and the stories that are in your head. So create that safe place in your mind by creating honest, true, and full stories in your mind. Thank you today for being with me. That's all I have for you. It is something that is very important to me, and I know that it is something that will greatly improve your lives as well. So thank you for joining me on another episode of the She Is Sacred podcast, and we will talk again soon.